Everything's running smoothly.
Are we back, man? Are we back, man? He's back! Peter I. Sweeney. The I stands for... I love a good parade. This is KC Morning Show. Peter Sweeney! He's to my left! He's back!
Guess who's back? Back again. Pete is back. Tell a friend. Like Hartzell. Like Hartzell. Like Hartzell. Like Hartzell.
Oh, wow. I am so looking forward. You know, most people are excited for this parade or whatever. I get it. But you know what I'm ready for? For your real feel!
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Good to be back in Kansas City.
Hell yeah, it is.
10 days is too long to be away, especially when you're a Florida man for 10 days. And
no one likes to be a Florida man.
I think
we've seen those news stories.
I'm telling you, I think 4 days may be the perfect amount of time to go on vacation. Once you get past about day four or day five, you get the itch to be home. You get the itch to be in your own bed.
Have you overstayed your welcome?
See your own heart soul. It's parade day. It's parade day. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, the world champions. They'll celebrate in
champions of the world
parade today. And we got your weather.
Snow.
A lot of snow.
A lot of snow.
It is. You know, you'd think it's going to be a sea of red. It's going to be a sea of red and quite a bit of white.
Hey, here's what I need to do. I need you to do this. Super Bowl champions. Your Kansas City Chiefs. I need a Super Bowl call from the one and only, often imitated, never duplicated. Is that the right? Yeah. Radio Henry. Give me a Super Bowl call from the legend, Radio Henry.
5 seconds on the clock. Patrick Mahomes, he goes to his right, backs up, throws the ball in the air, and the count's down to 1-0. Your Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. 15 years in the making. I can't even speak.
Oh, he's back. He is back.
Thank
I
you,
love
Radio.
That.
Your real feel today is around the 20s.
One more time. What's that?
Real feel.
It looks by the time the parade starts, you'll be at 18 real feel, 27 degrees, 60% precipitation. So we are looking at some snow today for your parade. High of 29, low of 21. If you make it to tomorrow, and kids, pace yourself today, it's a high of 36 and a low of 26. Sunnier tomorrow. You wish that day was today, but it is what it is. You got to celebrate in whatever the good Lord gives you.
We love a parade. Doesn't
and
matter
you
what
got
the weather
a 60%
is.
Amount of snow today for what will be a parade. Before we get into the details of the parade, which everyone is excited about, I have to tell you something.
Tell me something.
Got a DM yesterday.
Tell me something good.
From the Kansas City Comets, who asked me for a celebrity game on the 21st.
I, too.
Oh, wow.
Got the DM.
They got the whole show.
We got the call up.
You weren't even going to tell me that.
I was not, because I didn't think you got the invite.
Wow.
I apologize. I didn't. It's not that I didn't think you didn't deserve
it. Look who is also now on the D list.
I didn't say you didn't deserve it.
Wow.
Usually the D list is reserved for D members like myself. I like to think that maybe you are a B plus player.
You know, I feel like I was in the grand pool, the Kansas City pool, and this is a come up. You know, I got my ladder.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone gave me the ladder in the pool. I was drowning. And now I am on land, a member of the D list myself. And
welcome,
I'll be
buddy.
Playing in the
welcome.
Celebrity Soccer Night on February 21st, Friday. I don't know the last time I've played in a competition, like an athletic competition. So this will be the first time in a few years. We'll see how it
that
goes.
That blanket statement. Not a specific sport.
Right.
Just a competition.
I know that it's wintry today, but I'm going to go on a run or something later on just to start to get the old lungs ready. I know it's going to be a halftime that's going to seem like an eternity. And I got to get my legs ready. I got to get my kicks ready. I'm ready to go on the pitch, ready to be a striker or a defender, even if they need me to be a keeper. Happy to do it.
Wow.
Kansas City Comets.
Selfless.
Here I come.
Wow. I'm looking forward to this. Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Do they put us
on the same squad?
Mm-mm.
Are we on opposite sides?
Hell no.
We've got to be. It's got to be a duel of fates. It's got to be me versus you. I don't want to pass the ball. I want to block it from you.
So my loose plan here.
So many slide tackles.
Now that I know you're a part of this, we should both mic up and.
Oh hell yeah!
I should grab one of my producers that I know to get us a little 1 minute to 2 minute tape.
Absolutely.
For the people.
No, like absolutely. Well, I really. Oh man, I didn't think you got the invite.
That is rude.
No, again, you were worth it. I just didn't know if. Also,
these music guys.
I will say, I think I'm. You know what? I'm not. I was gonna say, I think I'm the only one at the station that got the invite. But you know what? If you got the invite, Pete, then clearly they just sent a huge mass email. So I'm sure that I'm not the only one at my radio station.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it wasn't exclusive. But that's okay. I'm not going to let that get me down.
No, we invite ourselves to parties, so this is fine.
At least 20 shups a day from here on to the 21st.
That's an abbreviation for push-ups.
That's right.
For those keeping track at home.
Used to have this thing with my friends when I lived in Tampa, speaking of Florida, back in the day, our beer pong table, and now we're in our early 20s right out of college, so we played a lot of beer pong still.
As you should.
Was right by the staircase, and if your ball happened to go down the staircase, you had to do shups. So 5 to 10 shups, and then you had to go get the ball.
Were you in a frat?
No.
You were not.
I wanted to be in a fraternity when I was in my undergrad, and I brought, this is so dumb.
No, it's not. You're going to tell me. No, it's not. You tell me now.
High school girlfriend to college, which looking back might have been
hold on.
One of the worst
mistakes. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Life. You're not going to let that one slide because we're going to hit pause immediately on
What's that?
So you're a freshman in college.
Brought my high school girlfriend to college.
What now? There's a rule. I wouldn't. What grade was she in?
What do you mean?
When you were in college, what year was she?
We were
in high
the same
school?
Age.
Okay, thank God. Okay, I was gonna say if you're
no,
a
no.
Oh, as in you brought your high school
girlfriend.
We went
girlfriend, to the same college.
You guys went. You brought together, as in started together.
Anyway,
I thought that you had brought a high schooler to college, and I was like, come
here's
on,
the
Pete.
Thing.
You, it's half your age plus seven.
I know this is hard to believe. I know it's this is hard to believe, but. I wanted to be in a frat like when I was younger quite a bit.
Really? Okay.
And I got to college and she was really against it because of everything that goes with the frat.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best thing that ever happened to me, really. Because I feel like if you are in a frat, you are a different type of person, I think, than if you hadn't been in one. And I'm happy.
It's certainly a different, it's a different walk.
You're in
for
a different
sure.
crew. You got a different mentality about yourself, and you're still in like your developing years. And you're
such an asshole.
Right, exactly. And that's your foundation now. And so
it's your default.
While I regret bringing a girlfriend to college, I'm happy that I wasn't in a frat.
I kind of wanted to join a frat.
Yes.
I really did. But I ran track my first year, and then I transferred. My sophomore year.
Right.
So
that
I
girl in high school loved that you ran track, remember? That we talked about?
This is not
about a month ago?
This is not the day. This is not the day to be bringing up any type of anything.
The ladies love that you run track.
Let's go ahead and put the ladies conversation, and we're going to shoot that to the sun, all right? Let's go ahead and send that straight to the sun. No, because I wanted to join, but you can't do it as a sophomore. You can't be that guy. You know, you can't join a frat. You can't be a pledge as a sophomore. That's just not a good look.
Well, you're an older guy, and you got these freshmen bossing you around to say, "Hard to go get my sausage breakfast," you know. But because their voice is still developing, you have a deeper
you
voice since you're
so
a sophomore.
Right. You're right, as the mature male in the room.
So that's
you're
actually
right.
what I
no, you're right. You're right.
I experienced that when I went back to school because I changed careers. So 25, I decided I'm going to be a journalist.
And what was it? I didn't know this. What was it before?
I was working in baseball operations for the Tampa Bay Rays, which is why
this
I root for the
guy,
Rays.
I never actually asked you why you were in Tampa. Okay.
So
I wasn't really interested, but now I am.
Wow. Anyway, very quickly. So when I'm 25, I decide to go to Syracuse and get my master's. But you have all of these seniors who are 4 years younger than me running the student-run organizations. So I'm trying to get on talk radio, right? And these two guys, I remember, their names were Mark and Jared.
Of
like
course.
These little skinny seniors. And I'm 5 years older. And I had to do well enough on the practice tapes to get on the air. And they really didn't really let me get on the air until the last month of my grad program. And then I go on, and you could check LinkedIn. And
hold on. Is the audio posted?
I'm saying one of the three of us is still doing radio.
Oh, look at you, yes. Pete. You savage. Shots fired.
It's tough going back later. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like this too. And I got this from a cousin of mine, and it actually makes a lot of sense. College is so expensive.
Yeah.
When you're 18, get into the construction business, save all that money, and then go back as a 21-year-old. Uh-huh. You can buy everyone liquor. You can have all the money saved up. You can be balling. You don't even need to be balling on a budget because you got that construction money.
That's house money, baby. That's house money.
So don't start late and start late is what I'm saying.
Or just don't go. Just don't go to college.
Or wing it. You really, and this is the truth too, to all those people out there, you really learn more about your craft from doing your craft. There's nothing about an earth science test. And listen, you're never going to find a guy that loves a metamorphic rock more than myself.
I'm more of an igneous kind of guy.
Yes. And shout out to Brother Ben, my earth science teacher in high school. There's nothing you're going to learn about radio from earth science or journalism from earth science.
Mm-mm.
Go to the library, read books, read your favorite writers on the internet, and then go cover things.
Also write. That always helps. Launch a podcast. Not a morning show, and don't rival ours. But if we're trying to give some words of wisdom, this is Wednesday, and you have your Wednesday wisdom coming up a little bit later on the KC Morning Show.
You know, I forgot about that.
Whoa, what?
I'll figure it out.
If there's ever a Wednesday that I need your wisdom, it is this Wednesday wisdom.
Well, I am wise.
I need you to pull some quotes up. You have a whole show to get ready, all right? You have a whole show.
Some Parade Wednesday wisdom coming at you.
Pete Parade? Oh, give me a letter. I haven't asked for my letter yet. Give me a letter, Pete.
L.
L. Peter, did you use L a couple days ago, didn't you?
All right, V.
V.
For Vendetta.
Peter V. Swing. The V stands for it's so very nice to have you back. Very nice to have you back home.
It is nice to have me back.
Have you back home. He's coming
home.
VH
is for home.
Broadcasting live from the Unlabeled Music Services Studio here in Westport, Missouri.
I ran my mouth for about, 10 minutes there.
12:31. Well, excellent job. That is what we call in the biz banter.
More like 12:30 fun, in my opinion. It's the Chiefs Super Bowl parade today. Here's the deal.
Tell me the deal.
Starts at 11:30 a.m. Arrowhead time at 6th Street and Grand. So in North Kansas City, the end time is 1:30 Arrowhead time with the rally expected to go until about 2:30 p.m. So what I would say is if you're hearing this and you haven't gotten on the move quite a bit yet, then I'll tell you one thing. You're moving too late.
Chiefs Kingdom will not let snow stop them from being at tomorrow's Champions Parade. They'll just come prepared. The banners are already hanging on Grand Boulevard. Kansas City's Public Works Department said crews have started pre-treating the parade route and will make clearing snow from roads leading to downtown a priority. Fans should wear warm clothing. The city does not plan to set up any warming centers, but the KC Live Block in the Power and Light District, they said that they will have heaters running and a live stream of the rally on its big screen.
So you heard the nice lady there on the news. Sounds like the anchor Middays 41.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. The name escapes me. I apologize.
One of my favorites.
But get out there early if you can. Like I said, if you're hearing this and I'm telling you that, it's probably even too late now because usually I go to the Quick Trip before we come in here.
Yeah.
And it is an interesting place. It is a house of horrors. I always see
always see
something weird because I go between 4 and 5. A lot of normal people in there today.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're up early.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to go. So again, get on the move right now. Text alerts if you're planning to go. Receive information directly to your phone by
I'm going
to
park here. I think the best move is just for us to stay right here. We're in Westport.
And do this.
I might just stay.
Text Chiefs Parade to 88777.
Oh, you missed one. One more time. 888.
Oh, 888777, and you'll get alerts to your phone. 41 Action News, who you can see me on there occasionally. They're the official broadcast partner of the parade.
It takes you 14 minutes of your first day back in 10 days? A week at least, and you've already made a plug.
The celebration will air on 41.
Oh, plug in Pete.
ESPN.
Party and plug in,
we'll have it. I saw Diana Russini, friend of the show, saying that she will be doing coverage from the parade. James Palmer on NFL Network. There's a lot of ways to watch the
Hold
parade.
On. And we have important people who are friends of the show.
We'll keep you posted at arrowheadpride.com. The list is growing.
Wow.
Trying to get to that C list. You know what I mean?
This is a movement. No. We're on our way to B plus. Seriously. We're on our way to being B plus players. Much like yourself.
So the parade will begin at 6th Street and Grand and the River Market and run south on Grand before turning onto westbound lanes of Pershing Road. Then it will turn north on Main Street, ending just east of Union Station. So I look at this parade route yesterday. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
And a long while ago, I made this date for this girl that I went on. I'm not going to say her name.
Oh, boy.
And
We
did a streetcar bar hop, and it like is almost the exact route of the parade.
So are you going to the parade? Because you should do this route and just go through memory lane.
No, we're not doing that.
Was this date me?
Yes, it was you.
Okay, hold on. I was going to say, is this us?
We went on that excursion on soccer soccer Saturday. No, it was not you.
Oh,
it was not you.
I thought it was definitely you.
It was a similar route.
Very, very dangerously similar of a route, to be honest. But it wasn't me. Okay,
heads up to the listeners. Do not, under any circumstances, start your day at 6 a.m. without eating breakfast at Strange Days.
Okay, you're saying this now, but it's already begun. You understand that? We should have said this on Monday. It's too late now, man.
I got a couple questions about this parade. What will the players wear? Travis Kelce's brother, Jason Kelce, mm-hmm. won the Super Bowl a few years ago, and he dressed up like this big purple New Orleans Sultan. So I'm wondering what he's going to be wearing. Will everyone have a shirt on? Pretty soon after the game, Chris Jones was wearing no shirt on the bus.
I mean, it was T-minus no time. It was so fast.
How many people will show up? From what I hear, they're expecting 1.4 million people. That's 1.4 is 1,400,000 people.
1 million people.
How loud will it be? Will
Tell
it
me
be
how
Arrowhead Stadium? Will players chug? This is a definite. Already yesterday, Travis Kelce had on the plane in a video,
mm-hmm.
he was doing the Lombardi Luge, which is the trophy of the NFL, Luge. Where you hold the Lombardi trophy at a tilt. You have one of your trusty teammates pour the beer down the Lombardi, and you suck on that beer. So I bet they'll be doing more of that. What will the players on the stage say? The stage show.
Hold on. Did you write these questions down or something?
Yeah.
Are you doing a Q&A with yourself?
Yes.
Continue. Oh, my God. All right. I didn't put two and two together. I was like, why are you reading it in a question form? Okay, now I understand. Your own question for your own answer.
One of the questions that I have is, what will Andy Reid say? And Andy Reid spoke to the media yesterday.
I mean, I can't wait till tomorrow. I know it's going to be cold and all that, but, you know, your juices are gone. Everybody in the city, I mean, you're talking over a million people. I mean, schools are closed. Businesses are closed. Let's go, man. Let's enjoy it. You know, it took us 50 years to get here. Let's go, man. Have a good time. Keep the city intact. Let's not ruin what we got. But let's enjoy the heck out of it.
Party boy Andy Reid.
Andy Reid's first Super Bowl win of his head coaching career took him 21 years to get here, so you know he's ready to go. What was funny is he got off the plane from Miami, much like myself. Obviously, missed Kansas City, went directly to Q39 on Monday night, and fans were taking pictures and videos. He took pictures with a lot of fans. He was talking about Q39 yesterday, said that he got burnt ends. He was craving burnt ends.
As he should. As he
said,
should.
Chased it with a Diet Coke, a doggone it. And I asked him what he would be saying today. Would he be writing whatever he wanted to say to the fans? And he said no. This is going to come from the heart. So exciting times in Kansas City. This is the peak of what will be the season. And Hartzell, again, this is a little bit selfish, and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
After today, it is a grand time that we call the off season, and that is my favorite time.
Hold on, though, because I think you're I think you're about to slide in this off season. Are you going to the parade? A lot of me feels like you might be watching this at home.
No, so I'm not going to go down. I obviously need to cover this on the web.
Uh-huh.
The way I figured this out, I mean, I could go if I wanted and cover it on the ground, but how was I going to do it? I came to a realization that I think the best way to cover this would be to do an Instagram story similar to the one I did on Super Bowl Monday night. Where did you happen to see that?
I did not.
Okay. Anyway,
I love your content, though, bud.
I'll show you after the show. It was good
content. I came for.
Okay.
But I didn't look at it.
So I did an Instagram story. I think that's the best way to cover this today. But the thing I realized is, A, it's going to be, your real feel is going to be in the 20s, right? So is your phone going to work? That's the first question.
No, it's not. Spoiler, it's not.
And there's a lot of people. So even if I were to make this bomb Instagram story, I ain't going to be able to post that until, what, 9 o'clock tonight? So I decided, okay, all this content should be coming through online. I'm going to cover it for the people for the website, arrowheadpride.com, online today. And then once I wrap up with my own schedule around 3:30, 4 o'clock, I'll go out and join the people.
Just say you didn't want to go. Just say you wanted to stay home. Just say it was too cold. Just say you wanted to be...
You know what? Someone said yesterday, they said, this is your worst nightmare. Because, and my parents hate this because they're New Yorkers, right? In 5 or 6 years in Kansas City, I have grown to hate big crowds and a lot of people. And it drives me nuts. It's probably a little bit of old age too. Where like, I'll visit my friends in New York City who live there, and it might be on like a Thursday night. I'll go into the city and then spend the weekend with my parents. So that includes on Friday morning taking the train back to Long Island when it's rush hour. No. So I get the train on subway and I say to myself, they want me to move home and do this every day? Are they crazy?
Shark Tank would be like, and for that reason, I'm out.
I think one day I'd like to move within driving distance of my house, but it does not need to be New York.
I will say, I love New York. I've always said if it's East Coast or West Coast, I'm team East Coast. I love that it's always on. I would entertain moving to New York. I really would. I've thought about for a long time, but I would absolutely entertain that.
Well,
I'll take your spot. So you know, listen.
Do you want to live with my parents?
I feel like that's kind of my thing. I've lived with someone who lives with his mom now. I feel like why break the streak?
Are you ready to be 28 and hear, hey, Hotzel, when do you think you'll be back around? Well, you got to understand, Mom, I'm in my late 20s. Yeah, but you know I get a little worried when you don't come home too late. I'll wait up for you. Lo and behold, 4 a.m. hammered. There's Mom watching Law and Order on the couch.
She was waiting for me.
So I tell my sister, I'm like, do not move home with Mom and Dad.
They're not going to appreciate you saying this, Pete.
Don't do it.
They miss you so much right now. And you're just saying, I'm not doing that. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, I told my sister, move to Kansas City before you move back in with Mom and Dad.
Hey, the Sweeney family, I'm coming home. Don't you worry about it. I'm en route. I'll see you soon.
He's coming home. He's coming home. Tell the peeps he's coming home. Don't know the rest of the words.
Nobody else knows the other words.
And Hartzell's home.
Was this Fast and Furious, wasn't it? Was that?
I just know it from Carmelo Anthony coming back to the Knicks when we thought he was going to lead the Knicks to a championship, and they just fired like their millionth president yesterday. So thank
that
you.
That's right. I was going to bring that up.
That's in sports.
I was going to bring that up.
We don't need to. I mean, that's not a Kansas City story. I wasn't going to talk about it, but the Knicks fired their, I don't know, next president. Mm-hmm. So
I just feel like you like seeing the world burn, especially because that's kind of how it works with the Knicks. So I was going to. You know what? You don't need that right now. You don't need that right now. What you need is to break us off with any more of that Chiefs news we need to know about. Anything else?
So that's it. I mean, it's a parade day today, and then the off season will begin. We're 3 weeks out from the scouting combine. It'll soon turn into.
Now you're not doing anything with that, are you? You making
as of right now, I'm not going. No.
Where's the combine at this year?
It's always in Indianapolis.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I knew that. So if you end up going, let me know. I want to make a trip. And I feel like this one's kind of an inconsequential one. So if there's like any trip I can come with, I think this might be the one.
Are you blowing the lead right now? Do you not remember the trip we're going on together in about 2 months or so?
I'm sorry. I do not know.
Just a little event that's been going on since 1985.
85. What?
You know, the third installment, a lot of people consider the best.
Third installment, 1985.
When Ricky the Dragon Steamboat wrestled Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, okay. We're talking about WrestleMania 3, which is really funny because I was gonna move on, but you said how you knew about coming home was that Carmelo Anthony deal that they put together. My first instance of coming home was not that or Fast and Furious. It was WrestleMania 28 when Dwayne the Rock Johnson came back home.
There
you finally,
go. There
he goes. The Rock has come back to the WWE, which means
you kind of look like The Rock.
Oh, hold on. Let me get this hat off. I want you to smell what The Rock is cooking. Smell what The Heart is cooking. Look at this. Oh God, I'm smiling. I gotta break you up with that people's eyebrow.
Yeah, you smell what the rock is cooking.
There's a little bit of rock there.
Boom, ba-dow, down. Oh, just turn my headphones off. That's on me. Here's what we're gonna do. Gotta put my stuff back together. See what the rock does to me? Rock and wrestling on a parade day. It's almost too much to handle. So we're gonna take a break. That is Pete back with me, baby, here in the Unlabeled Music Services studio. This is your KC Morning Show. We'll be right back.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, Petey Pete. One second. I still didn't put my headphones back in. Cover for me, Pete. Vamp. Be a radio guy.
Well, I'm excited about the parade today.
Oh, my God. That was how you vamp.
Let me tell you this. You need all your coverage. ArrowheadPride.com is your place.
All right. I'm back now. Okay.
Telling you.
So we're going to do, let's do what we did on, what's today? Wednesday. Let's do what we did on Monday. Because the talk of the town is Chiefs. Come on, let's just be real. We are full on Chiefs Kingdom mode parade today. So you don't want to talk about this. Impeachment, what? Caucus, what?
Listen, Hartzell, I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you.
Mm-hmm.
The impeachment's not happening. I mean, it just isn't.
Yeah. Well, with that, you know what, Pete? Let's just...
That's bad for what it's worth. It's bad news for Hartzell. Equal news for me. As I've said before, I'm right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's... We'll see in the election, you know? I'm rooting for you.
I would much rather right now be partying in Lombardian.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
A parade edition of this, your KC Morning Show news, that hot, sweaty, passionate
news.
So this is the first time in 2 days.
Let's leave it there. That was good.
That was pretty solid. But
let's leave it there. Let's go out on top. Yeah. We don't need to sing anymore today.
Let it lie?
Yeah, let that one lie.
But you can actually hear the beat.
Mm.
This is the first time you've heard the beat in 10 days. Come on, man. We're giving that freestyle.
I always hear the beat in my head. News. All
right. I got to do this thing you like. Let me do that thing you do. And then when I do it, that's when you go into the freestyle, okay? Here we go. Yeah! A five!
Wednesday, not twos. This is the news. There's actually a lot of words that rhyme with news, which helps me quite a bit in that segment.
Oh boy, it's just good to have you back. It's good to see you. Get to watch.
It's easier
you
to bring a lot more energy when I'm here.
It's good to watch you work. Well, it's
maybe because I'm not in the bed
or
in
the
pitch
nude.
Black
or in the nude. Yeah,
that's... I got clothes on. You know what? I'm taking my shirt off.
I got 5 layers on right now. I am burning up.
Layering up. It's hot in here.
God, it's burning the F up. Can we turn that down?
Say sorry, sweating us out.
I mean, rent is due. I got to pay you for rent, don't I?
If Cesar contacts you for some business at Unlabeled Music Services, just make sure you're ready to take them clothes off.
Mm-hmm. Look, we get down to brass tacks. Facts only in the KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter.
Oh, man, I always forget the letter C.
C.
Can't touch this.
That was gonna be it.
No, it was not.
It really was. All right, I'll breathe. I'll do. I'll adjust. Peter C. Sweet, and the C stands for can't stop, won't stop.
Coffee, because I'm always bringing it.
All right, let's talk about the news. Let's talk about the news. We're gonna quick hit the news. We're not gonna talk about it. We're not gonna sit on it. But we're gonna tell you what maybe you might want to keep abreast on this.
I'll show
Wednesday.
Your breast.
I'll tell you what. Welcome back. State of the Union. President Trump gives his third State of the Union address. And it's a bit, it's all over the place. It's a piece of work. But the real news, that real feel, if you will, that came out of it was the shade being thrown by Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Why did you whip this speech up, Madam Speaker?
It was the courteous thing.
Nancy Pelosi, she ripped up the president's State of the Union speech.
Oh my.
He didn't shake her hand, and she responded by ripping up the script. And all throughout
WWE,
it was amazing. All throughout the speech, she's got the papers up. I mean, she looks like she's at the library reading the newspaper. That, or she's like on Tinder, just swiping right.
Wow!
It was the damnedest, most hilarious thing. And what the audio said was hard to hear. I understand because they were in the Capitol, and you know, Madam Speaker, they asked why did you rip up the speech, and she said it was the most courteous thing to do at the time.
God.
Shade by wow. Nancy. I love that woman.
Man.
So more news happening. Like I said, impeachment's a thing. Iowa caucus is a thing. Both of them, a waste of your time. And ended up amounting to nothing. Because that's where we are in 2020, Pete. That is where we are.
You play your cards right, I'll show you my Kansas City caucus.
Okay. Derek Nnadi. I thought you might have had this in your sports hits. But once again, I put too much faith in you.
He's Derek Nnadi. He has done this all year. He paid the adoption fees for dogs in shelters. It's called the adoption fees at the Kansas City Pet Project. And what he did is he picked up all the adoption fees after the Super Bowl. That's going to be 91 dogs at the shelter. He is paying their adoption fees until they get adopted. Nnadi sponsored a program during the regular season, which he paid the adoption fee for one hard-to-adopt dog after each Chiefs victory. All the dogs in the program found a home. Nnadi was in on four tackles, one for loss in Super Bowl 54, but this is incredible. Picked up the adoption for 91 dogs. That is very cool. As dog lovers, man, that is a very...
Wow. What song was on the background? I recognize it.
What happened was I sent him...
I don't want to be a player no more.
I'm not a player. I just go look a lot.
Play the beginning of that one more time. Just so I want to hear the music in the background.
Kansas City...
Look at the swag.
Oh, my God. You're right. And what he did, back it up.
Which dogs at the shelter. He is paying their adoption fees.
That's done. I don't want to be a player no more.
Don't want
to
be an orphan no more.
Until they get adopted.
We tried to make that work. You know what? Oh, here's what we'll do. Wednesday Wisdom, the song's going to be... that.
I want the instrumental version.
Of course.
Of Don't Want to Be a Player No More.
I want to be a player no more.
Because I am not a player. I just
and then we will transition, once you get done crushing a lot, we're going to transition to the International Players Club. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to do that. Okay. We're going to do that. Quick hit in the news. My name's Hartzell. That is Pete. What else do we got over here? I'm going to make this short and sweet because I got to get my little happy ass to the parade. Let's go to Philly. Closer to your... hometown, Pete.
Don't compare New York to Philly.
I would never. How dare Jeez. I would never.
What the hell are you talking about?
The Phillies' new mascot. It's been a couple seasons now. Gritty. Gritty has been in the news. Gritty has been acquitted. Yeah, I repeat. Gritty has been actually, factually, legally acquitted.
This just in. Gritty, the mascot for the Flyers, will not be facing assault charges.
Police just made the announcement about the
mascot. Hold on. This is a real story, by the way. Real story.
Mascot Gritty accused of punching that teenage boy during a photo session. But again, the breaking news, detectives now say Gritty's behavior did not constitute assault.
Come at me, bro. Sincerely, Gritty.
If the mascot head don't fit, you must acquit.
Honestly, on that note, I got nothing else for the news. That's all I got for the news. Quick hit in the news.
Should we go to sports?
You want to sweep or you just want to go right into it? Let's sweep. Let's sweep, because it gives me an excuse. Keep going. That's a sweep. This is a sweep. This is your Casey Morning Show.
The Casey Morning Show.
I was promised a list, because I was going to put a list together. You said you had one for me, which was the weirdest thing, because you never provide list.
Welcome to the List of Pete! And here we go. So, this is the List of Pete, and it is top five
don't you do that again.
Lessons
That's
Chiefs
my baby.
Fans can
Not
learn
baby.
From the List of Pete. It's the List of Pete! And come on in! It is another list. We got a list right here. I told you, Hartzell, I would come with a list. And here we go, the List of Pete. Top five lessons Chiefs fans can learn from the Royals Parade, put on by 13.
You didn't even have an intro song for it?
WIBW. I don't need an intro.
No music in the background? No. Wow. Well,
I can do that lady's voice, that sweet lady from the Buzz who does her sweeps.
The list of Pete.
Of Pete.
Right now. All right, here are the five things that you should learn from the Royals Parade.
I'm not even interested, today. But whatever, man.
Arrive early. Again, you're already too late for that, so don't worry about that. Prepare your bladder. Stop drinking that water right now. Throw it down. Cell phones will fail. A lot of people down there, we haven't figured out the technology here in 2020 to get these satellites correct. I would just throw more satellites up there. I don't know how else to solve it, but that's what I would do. One kid per adult, so if you have a child or two, you got to give one child per adult so you don't lose your kids. If you're already too late and have had more than one kid, split them up among adults today so you don't lose your child. And pick a spot. Pick one spot on the route near the end for the rally because walking from one location to the next will be like
this isn't even a list. This is just advice.
Five things we learned.
You've already given a Q&A. This is not a list.
You're welcome.
Was that even five?
Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Hold on. You didn't even draw it out.
It's the list of Pete.
You're supposed to draw this thing out.
Into sports we go.
That was the worst list.
You'll like this, Hartzell. More things for you to eat. Sporting KC introduces five new concession stand items.
It's going
to
be nice.
At Children's Mercy Park ahead of 2020. We have Rat and Brow, which has items like the Frankfurter, Bracho's, Brahouse Giant Pretzel. Don't know if I pronounced that last thing correctly. Kickin' Chicken Curly Fries, Popcorn Chicken, Basket, Southern Style Chicken Tenders, Curly Fries, and Fried Pickle Chips, which I like. World's Kitchen, Chicken Curry Bowl or Wrap.
Ooh-wee.
Falafel, which like I love falafel. Saying. Say that word. Falafel, Bowl or Wrap. Kamichi Curry Tots. I don't know if I pronounced that right either. The Market. Grab and Go Marketplace. You can grab and go. Sub sandwiches and wraps. Salads and protein bento box. Cookies, brownies, muffins, danishes, and scones.
What's a bento box?
El Capitan. And here is my favorite addition to Sporting KC since Johnny Russell. Nachos Supreme. El Capitan Nachos. Street Tacos. Empanadas, taquitos, and churros. Inferno Azul Margarita. So when Hartzell gets me that free ticket, he'll be giving me drink tickets too. And I will be purchasing an Inferno Azul Margarita. Can't wait to go out to Sporting. A great team.
You really.
They got those baby blue unis. Do they still have those? Or the black ones now? Whatever. Whatever they have.
You really. You got
scarfing up.
You got my email, didn't you?
Yeah.
You got my email, didn't you? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
No,
get back to pandering. Go ahead. Continue.
I love Sporting. They got such good players. They got the guy, Alan Pulido. I call him the haircut because of that hair. A couple guys back this year. We're going for the cup. We want the cup. Give me that cup. All right. Over the weekend.
Oh, dear.
Kansas won its seventh
game
in a row.
Pete. Welcome back.
Over Texas, 69-58. Udoka Azubuike scored 17 points. Udoka, number one Baylor, beat Kansas State 73-65. They've won 19 in a row, Baylor. Baylor's going to be the team to beat in the NCAAs. Hopefully, my Orange can figure out a way. They're going to have to win the ACC tournament. It doesn't look like they're going to be in it either.
Wouldn't bank on that.
Much like Mizzou, who, as you know, Hartzell,
you don't punch down. All right, don't punch down.
At a terrible team, 10-12, 68-51. The Texas A&M Aggies won last night. UMKC, the Ruse, hashtag Rue Up, takes on UT Rio Grande Valley on Thursday at 7. So if you survive the Chiefs parade, go take in some basketball. And then we have the parade today. And then there's two concerts. Again, if you survive the parade, Post Malone's tonight.
I can't believe that
concert's
going to
be lit.
I totally forgot. I actually have tickets. I totally forgot with the parade stuff. I don't know how they're going to do it. Aren't they closing off Grand?
I have no idea. It's tonight at 8 o'clock. I imagine it'll be open. So there's going to be people that are going from the Chiefs parade, probably to PNL, back to Sprint Center. By the way, there's also to this that after I saw this, there's a Hy-Vee Arena post parade party today.
I didn't have it today. I didn't have it on that
so
one.
So if you're planning the perfect day, first eat again, one adult to one kid. Enjoy the parade. Go to the rally. You go to Hy-Vee Arena. They'll have music and DJs and drinks. Score yourself some Post Malone tickets.
Or
8 o'clock.
Scratch all that nonsense. You come hang out with me during. Before and after the parade, I guess I could say before, during, and after. Come kick it with Shaboy, because I will be at Record Bar. I'll parade. Broadcasting live from the Record Bar. I'm Hartzell.
I'm
the Buzz.
I may come meet you when I'm done with coverage today. What time are you going until?
I don't know. Probably till just whenever.
God, you don't know.
It's fine. Just when, whenever.
The fact that the amount of stuff that you know about your own line of work is sometimes incredible.
It's an email, I think.
So, Hy-Vee Arena.
No, it's intentionally up in the air because partying Lombardian, ??
February 6th.
So come kick it.
February 6th, so that's tomorrow.
I'll put you on the radio.
Thursday at 7 at the
I have
Center.
Nothing to talk about.
My birthday buddy, Miranda Lambert.
Oh.
Another November 10th birthday baby.
Thursday at 7.
She broke up with that schlub from The Voice, so I am going to go and...
Wait, who was she with?
The guy from The Voice.
Singer. Oh, her and... God. He's like the one... He has a vodka out now.
Yes.
He's the one guy everybody likes. Oh, God. Oh, it's gonna, hold on. I
you're the
up.
Music man.
I know.
This is not my
I don't know, country.
Area.
Because didn't he like dump his wife to be with this woman?
Gwen Stefani. Blake Shelton.
Blake effing Shelton.
Blake
he was
Shelton
with some woman and then he dumped
Miranda
her.
Lambert.
No, he was with an actual wife. Was an actual.
It was.
And then he dropped the wife for Miranda Lambert.
No, yes. And then he dropped Miranda Lambert for Gwen Stefani.
Wow. You know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. All right. I guess you could say that he really walked into a spider web with that one. Am I right,
Miranda? If you listen to the Casey Morning
spider
Show,
webs. Did you get it?
I like Miranda Lambert.
I like Gwen Stefani. You know who I don't like? What's his name again? Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton, dirtbag.
He does have some charm to him. I can understand why he's just slinging women.
Honestly, though, he's adorable, and the vodka is not bad. So play on. Maybe it's a tequila. I'll drink them all. Play on, play it.
There is something that we say in the Sweeney family.
Oh, boy. What do you say?
Won't be the first. Definitely won't be the last to fall for the old Sweeney charm.
Anything else on this show you got to get out of the way?
No, we're going to do Wednesday Wisdom next.
It is your Wednesday Wisdom. This is your Casey Morning Show. I on Wednesdays don't always Wednesday, but when I Wednesday, I Wednesday Wisdom right here. On your Casey Morning Show. What's our song again? That was me.
Don't want to be a player no
that
more.
That was me stalling for time.
Talking Blake Shelton.
All right. You know what? We'll transition to some Blake. All right. Don't want to be a player.
No, don't play Blake.
No more. All right. Here we go.
Happiness is an attitude.
I think it was this one.
We either make ourselves
miserable.
Was it
miserable, big pun? Is it big pun, right? Big
or
pun
happy show? And strong.
There it is. There it is.
The amount of work is the same. You hear that one? We either make ourselves miserable or happy and strong. The amount of work is the same. Carlos?
I don't need that one right now. I don't need that one right now. That was too much on the nose, Pete.
Here's HK, Helen Keller. When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. So don't look at that closed door, hearts. Go through the open one. Dr. Seuss coming at you hot. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. Let's do the news. All right.
Excellent.
Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do, Steve Jobs. That's from one of my favorite speeches. Instead of wondering when your next vacation is, you ought to step up a life you don't need to escape from. Love your life. Seth Godin. Here's from Walt Disney.
A man
should never neglect his family for business. And that's why I made a family of mouses and ducks and princesses and... No, I'm just kidding. That last part
okay,
was
like
Walt Disney.
Walt also didn't want to be a player no more.
Yeah! It is not the strongest of species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the ones most responsive to change. That's Charles Darwin.
Adapt or die.
Going to Thomas Edison.
Oh, Tommy E.
What did Thomas Edison invent? Electricity, or is that Ben Franklin?
The light bulb, right? The filament.
Opportunity is missed by most people.
Speculating blindly.
Because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Listen, Tommy Eddie, we don't dress in overalls anymore here in 2020.
I wish we did.
That quote is not relevant anymore.
I wish we did.
I got two more for you.
Oh, yeah, by the way, yes, we do. Have you been to H&M?
Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
My mate! Wayne Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky, former
Edmonton Oiler, St. Louis Blue, L.A. King, and of course, New York Ranger.
You didn't give proper credit to that quote, though. Yes, it was said by Wayne Gretzky, but made famous.
By Wayne Gretzky.
No, by Michael Gary Scott.
That's true. Last one. Yoda.
Whoa, what? Really?
Do or do not.
There is no try. Oh, God.
It's too much, man. It's Parade Wednesday.
Sorry. You didn't tell me you're doing Star Wars. Got a little hot.
That's it. That's all
got
I got.
Got a little hot.
That's all I got.
Because I didn't want to be no player no more. Although I know that Pete crushes a lot. Are you ready for this parade, Pete? You ready for this parade, Pete? Gotta keep knocking these headphones out. Pete! What do you think, man? How is it feeling to be back at home? Here next to your one and only, that's me, by the way. Your everything. Is it all you could imagine being back home?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I'd rather be here than Florida forever. It's nice. Miami is too much for me, man. It really is. It's the bars never close. I don't know how people live there.
Well, just know that I'm happy to have you back, bud.
It's good to be back.
I didn't think I'd say it, but I am. Mostly because I need somebody else to put this. Do you know the kind of responsibility you put on me to set up this whole thing? The phone line. I had to put together the show sheets.
Yeah.
You can't leave again.
It's good to be back. I shouldn't leave for a long time now, so we should have consistent shows. And again,
don't go that far.
Thank you to the host for dealing with the phone line. I know it didn't sound as good,
Yeah, it was
but
good.
We're back.
It was pretty good.
We're back.
I thought it sounded all right. All right, man. I got to get out of here. I am about 30 minutes late because I got to go post up. Again, Record Bar, if y'all want to come kick it with me, I'll be broadcasting live.
What time are you going to?
From the Alternative 96.5 The Buzz. We'll be doing it from 7 o'clock until ?
I'm not going to be able to contact you via phone, so.
You hate to see it.
I'm just going
to
have to come out.
What?
I'm just going to have to come out?
No, you don't have to do that. I was going to say it's unfortunate. You don't have to actually. You don't need to come out. I need to come out. Just check my story.
Be there, be square, and I'm going to be there. Record Bar presented by Pete Sweeney. 96.5.
All right, come kick it. My name is Hartzell Pete. I love you, man. It's good to have you back.
It's good to
have you back. What's a letter, Pete? Give me a letter, real quick.
You.
Peter U. Sween, we'll see you in the morning.
Not you.
That didn't work. I know. That doesn't work.